There in showbiz, good old screw everyone you know biz.
Entertainment news with Peter Ford.
That's also showbiz.
Ford, good morning, Fordy.
G'day, Gareth.
So Hamish McDonald leaves the ABC's Q&A. He's popped up already with another gig.
Yeah, so he's back to the project again, and he's back on Channel 10. He will be back on Friday nights and Sunday nights and potentially Thursday nights as well, if Waleed decides he doesn't want to do Thursday nights anymore. So it's where he came from, of course. He left there. He still has really kept a foot in that camp right throughout. He's been a kind of semi-regular guest. I think he's guest hosted on a couple of occasions, but now he's going back permanently. There's still something pretty odd about it. It's very odd that he's even allowed to do it. Clearly, the ABC didn't want to put up any fight to keep him because he's going instantly, and he's sort of been off Q&A in recent weeks anyway. He hasn't been there. So I still can't help but feel this is not the most amicable of partings, but at least Hamish now has somewhere to land, and he is replacing Peter Van Onselen, who's no longer going to be regular guest host on the project, but will continue to contribute by way of his role with the network as political editor.
So what do you think was the problem with Hamish at Q&A? Because obviously the ratings tanked, but they also moved the night of the show.
Is it Hamish's fault?
Is it the ABC's fault? Has this show just run its course?
Probably. And there's been a lot of, you know, blowback about the Q&A and more broadly about the ABC in the last couple of years, particularly saying it's full of lefties and all, you know, all that usual mantra. I mean, I've got to be honest with you, I'm not Hamish's biggest fan when he's in the studio. I like him on the road as a reporter, and he will be doing some of that for the project as well. But I'm not his biggest fan. I find him a bit insipid as an in-studio host, and I don't think he was right for Q&A. I just don't think he was able to really give it what it needed. Mind you, I think the show is tired. I think they really do have to look at the choice of guests they do have on. But that's just me. And certainly the Thursday night time slot was clearly not working. It just didn't sit right there. So I would expect that's probably going to change anyway.
Meanwhile, Harvey Weinstein is a name we haven't heard so much about in recent months, probably thankfully, but he's facing more charges.
So he's now back in Los Angeles. So what happened overnight our time, he was put onto a private jet and flown out to the West Coast. He's been in jail in upstate New York. So for a very brief moment in time, he must have felt like it was like the old days, that he was on a private jet being flown coast to coast, because he always has lived in New York. And I suppose that's one of the interesting aspects of this story, is that although he sort of became the face of, or the culprit, or the demon of the whole Me Too movement, he's always lived in New York, even though so many of the accusations and so much of the Me Too movement generally has been centered around Hollywood and Los Angeles. And now here he is back there. So he still has another 22 years of jail to face on the East Coast, and now potentially that or more on the West Coast, because he's got 11 sexual assault charges, four of them are rape charges against five different women. Now, it's believe the trial could start. Well, he'll be in court tomorrow. The trial won't start tomorrow, but it will start within a couple of weeks. But they tried desperately to prevent him being extradited to the West Coast. You know, all sorts of flimsy excuses, like he was going blind and he's got cataracts and needs medical attention. And they have vowed that he'll get all the medical attention he needs on the West Coast. So a great irony that, you know, once upon a time, Weinstein coming into Los Angeles, people would be vying for party invites, and now here he is in a jail cell.
Well, long may it remain. Good on you, 40. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Thanks, Gareth.